Our next speaker, Mr. Bensian Heitner, was born and raised in New Zealand before moving to Sydney, Australia. Mr. Heitner, I hope I get this right. So far, so good. In 1992, he co-founded Cambridge Mercantile, a foreign exchange and payment firm with Jacques Feldman, and they independently grew that company into what eventually became the largest privately held foreign exchange firm in the world. That's just to get your attention. That is not the yichus that Mr. Heitner speaks about. I know personally. I met him a number of times when we were first introduced. I asked him to come speak to the Talmidim of the yeshiva based on our initial meeting. The yichus that Mr. Heitner holds most dear to him, as he told our Talmidim, are the ksharim that he forged with the gedolim of the previous generation from his time in the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. His commitment to Das Torah, his commitment to helping building mosdos across the world, has made him a dear friend of the Torah world, and in particular today, to Yeshiva Toras Chaim, Toras Emes. Ladies and gentlemen, please give our attention to Mr. Bensian Heitner.
Good afternoon. At first, I thought I was getting a break. They started off, Rabbinsian. I said, oh, great. They've moved me ahead of the schedule. Rabbinsian Chait. So anyway, it's still, thank God, nobody said anything that I was going to say. So I've still got a clear shot at it. Chosh Rabbonim, Rosh Yeshiva, board, supporters of the yeshiva, and guests to the Chanukah Sabayis, to this new, renovated, and fixed up base of Medrash and Heichal HaTorah, Zichron Yitzchak Isaac. It looks like YTCTE is a glutton for punishment. I had the pleasure to be a guest speaker at an event for the yeshiva a few years ago, and it looks like I wasn't that bad because they've invited me back again to speak. And it didn't take that much convincing to have me come back to Miami. It seems like you guys like Canadians here. Last time I spoke, there was Baruch Levine and I, and this time we have Reb Shlomo Simcha and myself. But I suppose I'm not a real Canadian. I'm a New Zealand Australian who has an accent that doesn't sound Canadian nor Australian anymore. And Reb Shlomo Simcha is really an expat British that lived for many years in Canada and has now moved to Florida. I've been involved in the renovation and construction of this beautiful new building, and I've been involved in the construction, involved in several Moisés HaTorah. The more I became involved, I came to the realization that this just wasn't another yeshiva. I haven't had the pleasure or privilege to really get to know the whole Chofetz Chaim movement. But I got to know the Rosh Yeshiva, Dan Holler, the board, especially Reb Moshe Bernstein, who was amazing the whole time. And I saw a passion and involvement that you don't really see in other Moisés. As a result, I've also had the schus, the pleasure and privilege to be able to donate the lobby on behalf of my wife and myself. And it's a real schus. I wanted to make a special shout out to Mordechai Senderovitz, I believe you're here somewhere, who was the one who introduced me to this amazing Moshe. Thank you, Mordechai, really. I mentioned to a close friend of mine, on and off Chavrusa, Reb Yitz Greenman, that I would be the guest speaker today. Now, he himself, in his own right, very, very special person, been involved in chinuch for 35 years. And I mentioned he sent me an email when he heard that I was going to be a guest speaker. And he sent me an email, and I think what he writes in the email, I'd like to read it out. I normally don't like reading out other people's comments, but I don't think I could have said it any better. And he says, well, he goes, I don't think that there are enough shining adjectives in the English language to adequately describe these holy moistures. I will share a few that I think most aptly describe Chofetz Chaim and more than 90 branches around the world. They are humble, dedicated, committed to Torah values in the highest level, normal, daring, bold, willing to think outside the box and do what others don't even dream of, all in the service of Hashem. Their Talmidim and Rabbonim walk b'hatz neleches, not asking for kovod, and never pushing their own agenda at the expense of others. They're doing all this while hidden in plain sight. They have schools, yeshivas, masiftas, and outreach organizations in small towns and large cities. The Erlichkeit, Bikusha Emes, and positive midas that they will instill in their Talmidim is so evident that one can only be in awe of them and their accomplishments. Wow, I think it says it all. There's a famous Gemara on the Pasuk Oz Yoshir that we say every day, Ze Keli Van Vehu. And the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamud Gimel, Omud Beis, learns from this Pasuk the inyan of Hidden Mitzvah. Hisno Lefonov Mitzvos, Ase Lefonov Sukkano, Lulavno, Shaifano, Tzitzisno. Which means, do these mitzvahs in a beautiful way in front of the Bnei Sholem with a nice sukkah, a nice lulav, a nice shofar, a nice tzitzis, which happens to be very appropriate now that the holidays are approaching. This means that they interpret the word vianvehu to mean noi, a loshon of beauty. However, it's interesting to note that the Unkelus translates the word vianvehu to have the shorish of the word of neve, of dwelling. And he translates Zer Kelim Vanvehu, Dein Elokai Va'avne Lai Migdasho. This is my God, and I will build for him a Migdosh. That's what it means, Va'amvehu, I'll build a Migdosh. How wonderful it is that this beautiful base of Medrash and Heichal HaTorah, we are able to mekayim both meanings of the word, Misnol Afon of B'mitzvahs, and build such a beautiful mokum limud. I think it's very, very appropriate that it happens to be, as was mentioned, it's the 90th yahrzeit of the Chofetz Chaim, Chof Dalet Elul, 1933. And I'd like to quote a letter written by the Chofetz Chaim to encourage people to be mishtatef in the yeshiva in Baranovich, where his Talmud, Rabbi Elchanan, was Rosh Yeshiva. In this letter was written exactly 100 years ago, 1923, Tov Reish Pei Gimel, and his words are just as appropriate today on the Chanukah Sabbayos of this Beis HaMedrash. He starts off by referring to the same posuk which I just quoted, Zeh Kelim Vanveyu, and Unkelus Pshat Dein Elokai V'Avnelim Migdasho. The Chofetz Chaim asks, why in the times of Shlomo Melech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, did he use such materials as wood that would only last for a limited amount of time? And he answers that he wanted to allow Yidden from every generation to participate in the building of the Beis HaMikdash by paying for the repairs. And this can also be seen from the Pusik, V'osu LeMikdash V'shachanti B'soichom, and the next Pusik says, V'chein Tasu, and Rashi explains, L'doireis im yoivad echod min ha-kelim, for future generations, if one of the kelim are lost, by repairing or making a new keli, you are still participating in the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So too, today, whereby v'nisenu, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, every Yid has a responsibility and the ability to participate in the building of the Beis HaMikdash in their own times. And he states, Kol mish misayaya ato l'binyan Beis HaMikdash hazeh, Umamish Kemoish Misayaya Labinyan Beis HaMikdash. All those who participate in building this binyan, it is if they are helping in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash Mamish. And just as Rashi comments for Osuli Migdosh, Li Lishmi, that a Kodesh Baruch will rest his Shechin in all the places and all times where they have built Lishmo. What a schus to be able to participate in this magnificent building As it says in the Pasuk, V'osuli Migdosh V'shochanti B'soichom, the Alshich learns B'soichoi Loinema B'soichom, K'loime B'chol Echad V'echol. The Pasuk doesn't say that Rabbeinu Shalom will rest his Shechina in it, it will dwell in them, which he translates to mean that every individual is a potential to be a base of Migdosh. So when this yeshiva produces such amazing talmidim, or being mekayim isnol afon of the mitzvahs, and at the same time we're instilling and building in every single talmud a base of migdash ma'at, a base of migdash lishmi. We lined at the end of Parshat Vayelech yesterday the words, "Va'ato kis v'lochem es hashir hazois v'lamdo es b'nei Yisrael simba b'fihem." And you shall write this song and teach B'nai Yisrael and place it in their mouths. This is referring to the Shira in the Parsha Sazina that we will line in a few weeks. The Gemara learns from the Pasuk that every Yid has an obligation to write his own Sefer Torah. In other words of the Rambam, Kis v'lochem Torah sheyesh ba Shira zu. Write a Torah. Each person individually has a responsibility to write a Sefer Torah which has this Shira in it. And the obvious question is, why do we use the word Shira instead of the word Torah? Why doesn't it say, V'kis v'msat Torah zois? Why do we have to refer to it indirectly as Shira, or the Torah which has the Shira? And I think the words of Rav Shach, which he has in his Ksovim, are just absolutely amazing, and they move me every time I say them. And he says this, the reason is because Torah itself is Shira, the song of our life, Shiras Chayenu. We know that we're in Golos and we really can't sing Shira until the Mashiach comes, but there is one and only one song that we have a responsibility to hear at every hour and every opportunity, at any time, at any situation, and that is the song of Torah. Because the Torah is our song, and she helps us stand and strengthens us to help prevent us from stumbling and break in spite of the difficult times. And at the end of the Pasuk says, teach the children of Yisrael, place it in their mouths. And I feel this means it is incumbent upon each and every one of us to give over this song, to teach our children this beautiful song. And we should do it like a mother delicately feeds a child. Simo b'fihem. Place it in their mouths, delicately. With the help of such amazing yeshivas at Chofetz Chaim and this yeshiva specifically, we will be able to achieve that. I'd like to conclude with a vote I heard in person from Rav Kaufman from yeshiva in Waterbury. I heard it in a Torah Masorah conference here. We say every day the brocha in Birchas HaTorah every morning, V'harev no Hashem Elokeinu Sdivei Sorosha V'finu V'yos Amcha Beis Yisrael. Hashem, sweeten the words of Torah in our mouth and the mouths of your people in the house of Israel. V'ni anachnu v'tzetzoeinu k'loni yoydel shmecha v'loin dey sorosecha l'shmo. And may we find a second blessing, our offspring to know your name and study your Torah for its own sake, l'shmo. Both these paragraphs read as two separate requests or tefillahs. But Rav Kaufman suggests that the second part is not a separate blessing. He says, V'harev no Hashem Elokeinu Sdivrei Sochos B'finu. If the Torah will be sweet in our mouths, the result, the direct result is V'ni anachnu v'tzeyatzoeinu v'tzeyatzoeinu kolam l'yodid ishmecho. If the Torah is sweet in our mouths, then our children will continue the heritage and what we taught them. I think it's very appropriate that we're approaching the end of the year. I'd like to wish everybody not only that the Torah should be sweet in their mouths, that they should have a ksiva chsiba toiva, a good gebencht yor, and lots of Yiddish nachas from our children, obviously. And as was already said, I'd like to finish off with the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yehi rotzon shetishcha shchina b'mas yodeichem, v'inoyem Hashem Elokeinu oleinu, mas yodeinu koinenu oleinu, Mazel tov, everybody.